Way back when, it was renewing acquaintances twice a year with Michael Strahan. Now it's renewing acquaintances with his constituents. That is because John Runyon is a United States congressman from the state of New Jersey in the 3rd District. This is his second term. He gets an opportunity here to try to make change in the way this country is run. And he gave us an opportunity to join him here in D.C. for a day to find out what it's all about. What was it that you didn't know about yourself that you learned from being here every day?
That's a really difficult question.
I'm sorry.
What I didn't know about myself. You always worry about things like this changing you. You worry about the NFL changing you. And I've always vowed not to let that kind of thing happen. And I've seen people, and you always hear the stories about people letting Washington change them. You know, and I've done a very good job about it. And it was, you know, I think when you look at it at the end of the day, it's your leadership style. And if that can carry over into something like this, I think it does very well. I run a very relaxed office. People don't call me congressman. They call me John. My mother named me John, not congressman. You know, and a lot of offices aren't run like that. And to be able to take that, just kind of, you know, they're colleagues. You work with them. They're not, you're not their superior. You're one of them. You can't do your job without their help. So to be able to see that come to fruition and be successful at it, I think was one of the scarier parts of doing this.
Okay, you know, you walk in every day, though, and that's there. And not everybody looks at things the same way that you do. So I got to imagine there's some protocol things that you had to adjust to. There probably are other congressmen that don't want to be called John, that want to be called congressman.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a lot of ego involved in this place, unfortunately, a lot of times. So it's kind of my humble roots and who I am, and you don't see a lot of it around here. I think also is like, I don't know everything, and I'm honest with people. If you don't know the answer, don't make something. I'll say, let me look into it because I'm not really sure. And a lot of people have a problem doing that because they want to pretend they do. You know, but at the same time, you walk through the Capitol building and you look at the history of this country and the great people that have served this country. It's very humbling to go in and see the statues and the paintings and the history, and to think about the people that sat in the same seat that you're sitting in. You know, it's an honor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. And I rise this morning to speak in favor of S-47, the Senate version of the Violence Against Women Act. I want to thank Speaker Boehner and Leader Cantor for their leadership in bringing this important bill to the floor. The bottom line is, VAWA programs help save lives in New Jersey and across America. We need to expand the current success of VAWA so that we can get even more women, help even more women escape the nightmare of domestic violence. While we are long overdue in passing this bill, I'm glad we are here today, and I urge my colleagues to support S-47.
I kind of get the feel that when you come in for the first time, I think everybody thinks of, you know, Jimmy Stewart and walking in for the first time as a freshman walking into Washington. Did you have any of that first time around?
I think the biggest thing is figuring out where you're at, figuring out what the process is, what the daily routine is, and really figuring out the personalities, who you can talk what issue with, where not to go with certain people. And it is that. It's feeling people out and knowing who do you want to surround yourself with.
And just we'll drop this off. I'm an offensive lineman, so I kept the wording simple.
Thank you very much.
What are you talking about? It's the most intelligent position on the field.
It's kind of a bigger and more significant and more important NFL locker room. Finding out who, what, how, why, the people that you're around, the people that you're with, what you're trying to accomplish. Does your background help you in that?
I think I carry a lot of that stuff over. It's figuring out, you know what your strengths and weaknesses are, so you have to put someone next to you that can cover up for your weakness. And that's really what it is. It's about being on a team. The problem here is a lot of times, I mean, being in the NFL locker room, you know who your teammates are and they're usually going to stand with you. The problem around here is you take a lot of friendly fire. You know, you got guys that are on your team hitting you in the back of the head a lot of times, and that becomes a frustrating part of it.
Yeah, we can talk about being able to make a difference to enact change, but someone who had a very successful career as a football player, someone who probably if you wanted to, could have spent time as a broadcaster for probably as long as you wanted to. Michael Strahan's running around with Kelly Ripa every day and seems to be having a pretty good time. Mm-hmm. You're here fighting the good fight. Why?
It was an opportunity that it couldn't say no to. Obviously, when you sit there and look at it, it's not about me. It's not about the other members here. It's about what we're leaving the next generation. And I think most people would be frustrated, especially when you look at the mountain of debt we're saddling the next generation with. They're like, is it even feasible to tackle that kind of stuff? And we're going to continue to add to it. That's really what got me involved. What am I leaving my children? And I can truly say, people of my generation, you know, the country my father and my grandfather left me, they left it better for each generation. This might be the first time that it's on the downside. And do you want to have that label? And it was an opportunity for me to really step up and say, no, I mean, this isn't, and I always look at this isn't a career. Now, this is public service. You're not supposed to be here forever, and that's part of the problem here. There's people that are comfortable and always trying to protect their job, protect instead of doing what is right. I always look at this. You can have a great team on paper, and you can talk about it all you want to in the media, which is a lot of what the people do here, or you can go out and win games and make the hard decisions that people are going to argue with, but in the long term, they're going to change the direction of this country and leave it a better place.
Well, this has got to last me till, I want to say, 6 o'clock tonight, so I got 6 hours to go. Probably won't make it, but if I wait that long, I won't be functioning. You got to have enough coffee in you to sustain the energy level for the day. Doesn't look like there's any seats here.
Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy, and by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in support today of this rule. If you look next to me, you'll see damage from Seaside Heights, New Jersey, in my district. My constituents in Seaside have suffered for well over 2 months in trying to clean up the mess that was left behind by Hurricane Sandy. In the past, taxpayers in New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut have gladly stepped up to foot the bill for the disasters of other states, whether it was Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas. We didn't ask questions. We just stopped and delivered aid to those in need. This is important. It is important that members who have been the benefactor of our goodwill in the past remember this generosity when voting today.
Part of your district is Ocean County in New Jersey. Last year, the hurricane brought about incredible devastation to the state of New Jersey, to the shoreline, really straight on through the entire of the state. How big an issue was that for you to be able to help those people and to fight through any kind of resistance that there was in order to make sure that the funds were there to do it?
Well, it was a huge battle, and frankly, you know, everybody kind of saw the whole kind of package fall apart right at the end of the year. And it was actually thrown on the New Jersey and New York delegation to shepherd that bill through, and which is somewhat odd because usually you have leadership, you know, obviously the Speaker, Leader Cantor, and the Whip, Kevin McCarthy, helping you through that process. And they handed it over and said, it's yours. Run with it. Because you had a mass confusion between the Senate version, which had a lot of bad, you know, spending earmarks and all that kind of stuff in it, compared to actually what came from the White House, which was a very clean bill, and we were trying to replace that with what came from the White House, and it was a huge challenge, and we knew we had to get it done, but we also have frustrating things where you have people that represent coastal communities that aren't on board with doing this kind of stuff, and you know they're going to be in this situation again, and trying to convince them. I mean, ultimately, I can tell you when we tallied up the votes, which we are our jargon around here is our whip count, we knew exactly how many we had, and we ended up getting another one to get the bill passed.
On this vote, the yeas are 241 and the nays are 180. The bill is passed.
It sounds like a very idealistic way of approaching things, thinking that change can be enacted when the world continues to tell us that as Washington is structured right now, it can't happen. Do you have those days where you walk out of here, you walk out of this office, you go back to home and say, you know what, I'm not sure I can get this done?
You do, but it's also to the point where you fall back on where I came from. And being in a team sport, you need a lot of people to do it. I can go out on the football field, much like I can here, and have a really good day, personally. Whether it was on the field, you know, I graded out very well, but the team lost. Where we're here, I went out and I helped a couple of veterans with their benefits, you know, got somebody's Social Security stuff straightened out, and four or five people thanked me for getting some other things rolling for them. Personally, that's satisfying, but at the end of the day, you go home and you click on the TV, and it's like, there's a bunch of bums in Washington, D.C. It's frustrating to sit here and see how these people talk issues, analyze issues, do all that kind of stuff. It's a lot of times it doesn't make a lot of sense, and that's really why I got involved, was because of where's the common sense in this whole process, and there's not a lot of it here. And that was my hope, is try to bring some of that to Washington.
When you start talking about some of the issues that you're talking about here, has that resistance been tough to work its way through?
Oh, I mean, change is always hard. And the problem is you have to get to a point in the swing of the pendulum to where it's the wheels are falling off before people want to change. And that's what you really want to try to avoid. I always say this whole process, you go back to school, the bell-shaped curve. You have the extremes on either end that's all you hear about on television. That's all you read about in the paper. But where's that 70-80% in the middle that all the good stuff is happening and we're moving things forward? That is the frustration of it. And being able to go back home and communicate that with the constituency is a huge part of the job here. The unfortunate part, there's not a lot of people that are willing to take the time to go home and explain themselves, which I think is another thing why I got involved in the broadcasting aspect back home. It was, dealing with Angelo Cataldi, of all people, and going and explaining, you know, he's calling me out about Michael Strahan, and go and sit there and explain the process and what happened in the game to him, and all of a sudden the light comes on. And that there again, there's that carryover. And I will tell you this, I goes, truthfully, at the end of the day, and this is why you guys are here, to pressure each and every one of your own individual members of Congress, because that's how the ears perk up, and like, oh, my constituents are mad at me. And then that turns their ear onto me, saying, you know, because, I mean, you know, to say, you really need to think about this and how we're going to move this forward and make it work. I always say this, fear is a hell of a motivator. You scare them with those thoughts personally, they tend to wake up a little bit.
This portion of Eagles Unscripted was brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
It is a great honor on behalf of Department of New Jersey VFW Legislative Committee to introduce our recipient of this year's award for Legislator of the Year, and Congressman John Runyon. As a freshman, he was appointed the chairman of the House Veteran Affairs Committee on Disability Assistance and Memorial Affairs. Congressman Runyon's first piece of legislation would permit a cost of living increase to veteran disability benefits. On November 27, 2012, President Barack Obama signed into law Congressman John Runyon's bipartisan Veteran Cost of Living Adjustment COLA bill. Comrades, it is my pleasure to introduce to you the recipient of our Legislator of the Year Award, Congressman John Runyon.
Thank you. Thank you for this award, and most importantly, thank each and every one of you for your service. It is truly an honor to serve you and do anything and everything I can through exactly what we were talking about, developing relationships and communicating with people. I'm not going to stand up here and talk at you all day, because I'm more of a doer than a talker. I take that from my past career in the football field. You can have a great team on paper and talk about it all week long, but if you don't put up the W on Sunday, it's all worthless.
So with that, I can tell you I'm going to go out, put all my reps during the weekend, champion everything I can for our veterans to make sure that we're doing everything we promised you when you guys took that oath. I appreciate your service. God bless all of you, and God bless the United States of America.
Go back to the bowels of the vet. Could you have ever, while you were walking out there, playing out there, have envisioned you wearing the suit, walking up the steps of the Capitol building? Would that ever have come into your mind back then?
Well, first of all, I hate wearing suits. So, you know, I would say no, but I've always said that also. You never know what opportunity is going to present itself. And I've always taken the thing as, you know, don't burn any bridges, because you never know. You know, you never know, someday you meet some fan on the street. You never know someday that fan's dad may be offering you a job 6 years from now. But his kid comes back to him and says, no, that guy was a jerk to me on the street. That's kind of the mentality you have to take. And I think it's paid off thus far. And I still try to hold to that today.
Do you keep an eye on anything that's going on in terms of the local football team? Do you get an opportunity to do that? Do you get an opportunity to watch an Eagles game, or for that matter, a Michigan game here or there?
I do, and matter of fact, I almost have to, because I would say I get more football questions than political questions. Usually, even if somebody has a political question, it's usually led with a football question, so you do have to do it. And obviously, professional sports is a little harder now with, you know, my son playing high school football and having aspirations to play college football. So you're in that world. You're kind of hitting the reset button and starting over, and you know, living that dream through him a little bit. So it is a little bit more difficult, but you know, it's part of the process, and I enjoy it. I mean, having three kids involved in athletics like that, and you know, grilling them on the schoolwork, because athletics is great, but at some time, like we all know, it's not going to be there for you.
Knock somebody's head off today. Oh, took him off his feet. He landed on the back of his head. I was just laughing. That's good stuff.
What do you miss about football?
Besides the paycheck? You know, it's The competition on the field was awesome on Sundays, but the next thing I think about is, what do the next 5 days feel like? That's what I don't miss about it. I love competing like that. That's competition. People telling me I can't accomplish something. You know, that happens here on a daily basis. So, but to be able to enter those fights and being able to champion things, you know, I've done it with fishing regulation. I've done it with veterans legislation around here. You know, do it with the military stuff, that kind of stuff. The things that are yours and they're in your hands, it's a lot of fun, and it gets those juices flowing.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
This portion of Eagles Unscripted was brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles. The 6th annual Eagles Blood Drive will take place December 28th at Lincoln Financial Field. Every donor will receive a special Eagles gift and a chance to win a pair of tickets to the 2014 home opener. Make your appointment today. Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy, and by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Hi, everybody. I keep the time short because we just got votes called, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Really short. Yeah. I'm on the clock. You see that camera right there? That's Eagles Television Network.